Let's report!
Hey, y'all, let's do it. I'm a white guy, can't fucking rap.
Oh,
hey, dog.
GPS reports!
I got jammed.
How does it feel to be in a GPS report?
YOLO. YOLO. What's up?
Sucking on a delay, dude. Sucking on my delay. Oh, we got it.
I don't know.
Is that Kanye?
Pretending on the lamp, but pretending on the bottle.
Pumping
on the lamp, but pretending on the bottle.
Kanye songs have a good conversion rate. Kanye songs have a good conversion rate. Percentage ratio.
I don't know what you mean.
To
conversion rate.
To the fucking emo guy.
Oh.
Stick it in the middle of the album, cut up!
I mean, the album cover says, I hate being bipolar, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty emotionally crossoverable. What's up, everybody? This is the TPS Reports podcast. We're sitting in our living room with Drew Mantia.
Not eating food right now.
Term is chewing into the mic already. It hasn't even been a minute. He's eating. And there's, you just started. You waited for the podcast to start to eat. It's so obvious now that I look at...
Oh my God, that's fun.
There's a full thing of chicken wings. We've been sitting here for 10 minutes just like waiting to record. So
your chicken enjoy, wings everybody. Have gotten worse in that time. Less edible, not
I
more.
Like for it to gather condensation and lose crisp.
All right. This can be good practice for you to like divert your mouth from the mic in the chew moments. Because you don't do that. How's everybody doing? I hope you're swell, well, and wonderful. Palmer Squares. We're in Seattle tonight, starting our Gary Busey tour. Tell a friend if it's not too late.
But, all ages. Go to a playground, tell some of the kids.
Hide your daughters. Term's going to be there. It's all ages.
You know, get the word out. I'm doing poorly today.
Uh-oh.
Because Riff Raff raped me.
Riff Raff got me too'd.
Remember when we saw Riff Raff that one time?
We've been three times. Twice in one night.
One time we saw Riff
Raff. Stop smacking your lips into the mic. It's ridiculous.
One time we saw Riff Raff.
And then we saw him again.
South by Southwest. Well, we got to the show a little late. And we got in and we saw him doing.
Let's just tell the whole story. We were in Texas for the first time.
Hey, Haas.
At South by Southwest in 2013, I think. Mm. Haven't been back since. Haven't been able to figure that out. But we were there in 2013. And we didn't have passes, but. Or did we? Not, we didn't have like official passes, but we were playing an unofficial showcase show with other Chicago artists. That's where we met like Saba and. The Whoevers, and like it was just this Chicago showcase in Texas. And in addition to that, we were gonna play. Our manager had worked out some sort of house party deal where we were gonna go to a fan homie's house and play there.
We're in South by Southwest, like on vacation, basically.
Yeah, and we didn't do that very often at the time. The 2013, like landing on a plane in Texas, I had no idea like how long it took to fly there. I was just like so brand new, and it was so exciting to be at a music festival and
now
sort
we can,
of a
like,
part of it.
Network and go see all the new shit that's popping right now.
Yeah,
and instead he wants us to play.
Well, we worked it
some
out.
Some kid's house party.
It was kind of agreed.
With, like, Harry Potter posters on the wall and shit.
It all fell apart when we got there. Like. We were like, okay, we'll go play a house party, and then we can do whatever after. But like, it became pretty clear, and we were with our old DJ Therm at the time. no pun intended, but he's older than us, and like, he just was not feeling that vibe too. Of like, for real, there was like Harry Potter posters, and they were asking about like, yeah, how many of your friends are gonna be at this party? They like set it up to get us there.
It's like high school,
kids. And it was like gonna be, dude. It couldn't have been more than like 13 people. That would have showed up, yada yada yada. We ended
not
up like
to mention,
smooth
like,
talking our way
Kendrick
out of it.
Kendrick Lamar is playing like a
yeah,
mile
over
away.
There, amongst other things. So it was like we realized the opportunity wasn't what we thought it was, and it was going to be bunk. We're like, dude, we're 10 minutes down the street from like South by Southwest. There's no party to be had over here. Playing in this guy's basement, nice guys and everything. So we ultimately propositioned them like, hey, if we're kind of going to bail on this. We had like picked up a keg and all this shit that we had to undo.
We had to return a keg. I forgot.
Dude, that's the most bitch move ever, returning a keg.
How did you get tasked with picking up the keg?
I don't think it was us. I think like Brandon was setting it all up. And in that time he was gone, we were kind of like talking to the guys and surveying the area. And we're like, this is going to be fucking, you know, we've played some kind of lackluster events.
The keg,
but this
we
got to
tell him that he's got to go return the keg.
You got a mouth full of chicken.
Well, you didn't make out what I said?
No.
Anyway, we... We go to the first place, and Riff Raff is on his last.
No, so we told the kids too that were hosting us at their house. We're like, just come with us. Like, we'll all just free shows tonight. Like, it's the least we can do. So we like brought the guy whose party we bailed on. Almost, we're just like, we feel like assholes, but we got to be down the street. We never get to do this, and no one gives a fuck about our performance right now. Like, we should all just go out to South By and have fun. It was kind of like a seat of our pants decision, but. So they ultimately were on board, and then we go do that, and we go to Riff Raff. It was one of the free shows. You have to have, like, a badge to go to, like, the Kendrick and the whatever the fuck's going on. And there was a bunch of free shows around.
I think everything's free. It's just, like, if you have a badge.
The badges aren't free.
You get to go in first, and if you don't have a badge, you got to wait for all the people with badges to go in.
That's, you know, yeah, okay. Like, well, that's how that one was. Some shit is badge only, I'm pretty sure, but like there was.
Beach.
It gets you priority. If you want to go somewhere, get a wristband or a lanyard badge, whatever it is that gets you into the shit. You should probably just spring for it and not be stuck outside at the door. But we went through like. Drew, did you ever go through any bit of like a riffraff phase? Like you were kind of like, it first started and I was like, fuck this idiot, hate everything, it's a joke. The guy's acting, he's an actor. And then I got past that, I remembered, to thinking, I heard Cuzma Gear featuring Chief Keef and I was like, this song's kind of tight. Fucking it's actually the only song banger, I stand behind. Bro. A, by riffraff still, and B, by Chief Keef ever. I was like, Cuzma Gear
is the
jam. Does that
mean you take his side in the Tekashi beef?
I've never heard a Tekashi song or even remembered one that I like, so I got to just go 1-0 on hometown favorite Chief Keef.
Yeah.
He just dropped a thing, right? I saw a thing about his thing.
I heard some riffraff through you guys, and that's about it.
Right. Years ago, 2013, I gather, we were kind of on the train for a minute. We're like, fuck it, this guy, it's just funny. It's just fun. Like, who cares? It's just mindless rap. And there is a fascination with like phonies, why people are drawn to. He's clearly a phony somehow. Whatever it is, I'm not buying that his goofy vampire silver teeth with his like neon purple berry swag, whatever, with the lowercase eyes and all cap everything else in his. It's just like he's got a whole gimmick, so. Like, gimmick implies there's a phoniness. You're putting on airs. But it's fascinating. Who else? Who else is, like, a renowned
Lil
phony?
Lil B.
Right. He's satirical, right? Or like, everyone knows there's a... He's not being serious. Like, you look at Black Thought, and then you look at Lil B. It's like, they're not coming from the same respect for hip-hop or angle or whatever it is. Not respect, I guess. I don't think it's disrespectful to be... The act, I guess, it's just you got to know what's dope and what isn't. But we were like, who gives a shit? It's fine. I listen to Juicy J and 2 Chainz and shit sometimes. It's just like, this isn't the shit that I would write, but that's kind of why it's dope to me, too. So I just want to, this is a fun song. So we go to the Riff Raff show with these guys while he's closing with Kama Gear. Like, that's what we got there in time for, was to see.
What you want
that
to see.
That part of that song. And then we find out there's like a thing across the street.
Wild
where
excitement in the air. We were walking in like, my fucking jam, bro.
Frick, yeah.
My freaking jam, bro. And then it ends and then he leaves. And we're like, fuck.
And you find out he's over across the way. Another free thing. So we just go see Riff Raff again in the same night.
Which is like 20 minutes later. But that's at a bar.
I think the guys even ditched us. Our fans were like, we don't want to hang out with you anymore.
They didn't. This is gay. They didn't. Riff Raff 2 was at a bar, And they were 19, so we like waited in line for 15 minutes. And then when we were getting in, the guy was like, IDs, and they were both just like...
He pulled the term.
We can't come in,
didn't
fellas.
Didn't have an ID?
No, they had IDs that just said that they were 19 years old.
Oh.
So we ditched them. We ditched them at the door and said, we'll see what we can do. We'll try to get you in. And then we just...
Well, like, what can you really do?
Nothing.
And then, didn't we see, we saw Riff Raff in Chicago one time, because it was in the neighborhood by the old house, and we're like, oh, we're just going to go there tonight. After that, it was completely worn thin, and it was like, all right.
We didn't have any fun the third time. That's when I realized, like, it's not that funny anymore.
Yeah, it was over. But,
I guess the joke is, I mean, it was disrespectful.
No, we were. I'm not saying he's
like... No, like, Riff Raff's whole, point is like, he's not, because he's not that dude. He's clearly capable of just talking like a normal person and being normal. So, I mean, like, his Riff Raff thing is a put-on. And the whole point of it is, like... Making fun of...
There's no food in your mouth anymore. What are you doing? There's no more food. You're just going...
It's in my teeth. He's making fun of, like how stupid rappers are and shit. And
I don't know.
Instead of people getting
it...
He
kind of proved how easy it is. Not that he didn't work hard to be phony.
Instead of people getting it, he just became successful. I don't know. I would guess I would say, like... Half out of people who get it that, like, oh, it's funny because he stinks, you know? It's funny because he doesn't say the line on beat.
Yeah, it's very stupid. It's just a very stupid thing.
But by the time we saw him the third time, it was like, there was like hundreds of kids there. And there was
this is
like,
when he was still skinny. He didn't have any muscles yet when we saw him.
But he had,
you know,
like,
he's like Hulk fucking Hogan right now?
Is he still on that?
I don't know.
Becoming a wrestler or some
shit? He's built like an action figure.
He had like a Britney Spears headset microphone and shit, too. Look, if he was like retarded rap guy that he pretends to be, he probably wouldn't have been banging Katy Perry, you know?
So he banked some teenager or something now? I only saw you. I was in the same room as you for like 15 minutes today before we went our own separate ways. And all I remember you saying is, Riff Raff Rapes, Riff Raff Rape, Riff Raff Rape.
Riff Raff Rapes, bro.
The alliteration is spot
on. Riff Raff Rapes.
He looks ridiculous, dude. Look at him.
He's got
he looks like his head's going to explode.
He's got a blonde and teal weave in. Look at the front of that. I mean, it looks ridiculous. And then he's super buff, and it's really weird.
This girl says that at Warped Tour, she wanted to go on his bus, and she's like, I wanted to bring my guy friends, too, but Riff Raff and his people were like, uh-uh.
I can kill time while you swallow the food if you want.
Can you?
Yeah, sure.
Like, no, you can't.
Yeah, eat your food. Like, so, if someone's trying to get backstage at a show, I wouldn't say it's completely uncommon for the artist or something to try to hook up with a girl or not want their boyfriends around or whatever.
Say
if the
it's
girls
not
are clamoring
uncommon,
to get backstage.
I would say it's the reason you're backstage.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Okay, so anyways, there's girls backstage.
I got
and
a second
they got a
part to this after.
With them, and then they can't get in.
So
what really
on
happens?
The bus.
There's nothing wrong with that necessarily. What did he do?
He shows her the bedroom in the back of the bus.
Killed time like a champ.
Where she pulled, he says she, he pulls her onto the bed forcefully.
Okay.
And grabs at her legs and tries to put his hand in her waistband.
I thought you were going to say something else. Tries to put his, okay, it's the hand.
In the waistband.
All right.
To which she refuses. And
then that's where it should end there, if not earlier.
I think it does. I think she says that, he said, I'll let you have my kids or something,
what?
She says. Which
Drew,
is
do you
weird.
Have any more, do you have like a more sculpted version?
Do you think he meant like on your face?
I have
Or out of your vagina.
I don't have the actual story. I have his response, which is pretty funny.
Okay, so that's the story, right?
But this was the second woman who comes forth after a woman accuses him of rape.
The second woman comes forth? So, like, it was an orgy?
What?
Go on.
This girl I'm talking about didn't accuse him of rape.
People are going to shut this episode off. You could just, like,
not
say
that
it.
Bad. I can hear it.
It's worse than you'd imagine. People don't like chewing into the mic. We should at least heed the fans' suggestions when they say, like,
I'm
go to the
chewing.
420 episode and just look at the YouTube comments.
I'm not chewing right now.
Oh, really? Oh, we should do that as part of this. I'm going to bring that up later.
No, give me his response.
Okay. Well, he says...
Judge Drudy.
He says, haters pop up with lies, bitch-ass internet trolls on the attack. Anyone going after anyone already looks sketch. Haters go after people. Ballers go after paper.
Wait, what was that? Haters go after people?
Haters go after people. Ballers go after paper.
Yeah, that's not like a very good statement.
That wasn't like an official press release, but that's like what he said on Twitter.
This woman says
that's,
that
again, you shouldn't be on Twitter when this type of shit is going on. That's what gets you fucked. Not even the story and the allegation and like what things that a statement and an apology could potentially resolve. You say some dumb shit on Twitter, that's what cans you.
What about I don't know the woman that accused him of actually accusing him of rape is Australian,
ooh,
and it resulted in a cancellation of his Australian
tour.
Damn. Kangaroo-tion. That's pretty, like, I don't know, it doesn't look good if a Australian accuses you of rape and then you cancel all your dates in Australia, do you think?
Did
and
he
this
cancel
isn't,
or
you
the
said,
venue's
like,
backed
It's up. Not the first thing. There's, it's
okay,
it's,
maybe the venue's backed out.
Yeah. Venue's back out on us, and we didn't even rape anybody. They're just like, we don't want to put your show on anyway. What are you doing?
We might as well.
Is this playing?
This. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I don't know. My
what
thing's,
the frick?
My thing's muted.
Likely story.
I got to know what people are
okay,
saying.
Okay, so his statement about it was like, haters going to hate. He didn't address it, really.
Yeah, he's saying he didn't do it.
His chicken wing's got a feather coming out of it, straight up.
I bought some wings the other night, uncooked, you know? Straight up feather.
Look at that.
Fucking, feather. Made a quill pen out of it, so I write my raps now in calligraphy. Yeah. Eat it.
Is
eat
gross,
the
Drew?
Feather.
Pretty gross.
Eat the
it.
Feather.
I did what you suggested, and I looked at the...
Eight butt?
The search glass on IG to see what's happening with the world this morning.
You've never done that?
I never do it.
Not really.
That's all I do when I'm shitting.
I know.
I've gotten to a point where the magnifying glass is more interesting to me than the people I follow. I follow our fans. I'm sorry to tell you guys, y'all ain't interesting. Tekashi is telling it's telling the whole world to go fuck itself. Every day, I get a new video of Tekashi in my feed, you guys.
I still only know him from the article I read and from Chad showing me on tour a song in the van. No, I miss all that shit. Whatever magnifying...
Son of a blanky!
Dude, well,
he's so
this
angry.
Is,
I think it's just like... it's. I don't care, I guess. Like, I think it's fun to talk about what's going on, but
you know you can
I really
do
don't know shit.
In your news feed, this is so stupid. I can go like that.
Everyone has to teach me how
story.
To use my phone.
Dislike story. Who gives a
well,
fuck?
Well, future, I felt
it's
like...
It's the
just...
news. It doesn't matter if I like it. Have y'all hear about Future?
That's what I was getting at.
Some girl said
I think it's awesome.
Future flew her out to... She's like, we've been talking on the DMs. And
is that how her voice inflection is?
I never heard
we've
her talk.
We've been talking on the DMs.
I'm a bad person. Was that racist?
It doesn't matter. Go on.
We've been talking on the Facebook. She says on for sure. And she says that he flew her out to Hollywood, was it? It
probably I already
flew her out somewhere.
Story needs a fact check.
She's like,
You don't know anything about this story you're talking about.
Okay, I know the story.
Future flew
an Instagram model out to fuck when she got there.
Well, it wasn't, I'm flying you out to fuck. Yeah.
Objection. Speculation.
In the DMs, and he flies her out, and there's a room waiting for her, a key at the desk. And yeah, then they meet, and he's like, she's like, I was expecting to go hang out in the studio and shit. And then he was like, I guess she said when she got to her room, there was lingerie. And then she messaged him about, like, what's up with this? And he's like, what do you mean, what's up with this?
This is what's up.
That's what you're going to wear when we fuck later on. And then she was like, that's not what I'm about.
I thought
you flew me out here and got me a hotel room so we can, like, hang out and kick it. And I can just get a behind-the-scenes look at what you do in the studio. Like, no.
Yeah, in exchange for your butt. But
so
like,
she's all blowing him up.
What did the messages say before? Like, did they share? What did they talk about? Because it seems very odd from both instances for him to set all that up if they didn't discuss or, like, flirt around like you do, like you're setting up a fuck date or something. And it's crazy for her to not think that if they never met, unless they never mentioned it. So, like, yeah, what were they talking about if they were talking for so long? Like, about what?
They don't have that part. They have the end of it, which I think is pretty funny, where she says, I don't know. Like, she screenshotted the text. She said, I didn't know that's what you wanted to do. I would have told you. He says, no worries. She says, sorry, I'm not that
tight.
He was
very cordial.
He says, understood. And she says, okay, cool, so I won't see you at all. And he says, I'm good, love. Enjoy. It's just like,
beautiful.
Enjoy.
Beautiful.
And then she goes back and
finds out. That's how you handle it, Riff.
And finds out that her room is only good till like the end of the night. And tomorrow she doesn't have a room. And he's not paying for a flight back and shit. I guess she said that.
Yeah, miscommunication. Let's go our separate ways.
She said,
get your ass on a plane, however you do that.
She paid $550 for the flight, she said. And he promised her $5,550 when she left.
And now he spends like 90 seconds knowing nothing about the story, and then he continues to know every detail for 10 minutes.
I didn't say I knew
and
nothing.
I'm fact checking this shit, and he's right.
In real
time. It took me a second to think of it. If you want to hear me tell a story, you're going to have to deal with a couple long pauses.
Eating his lunch while he gathers his thoughts. Well, yeah. That's according to Drew, this is all correct.
Yeah.
And I believe him, yo.
I don't think there's anything wrong on Future's.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Sounds like a big miscommunication, which would have happened before the text that she screen grabbed. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Because, yeah, they always share, they being everybody. Like, you always find out what happens, like, after the thing happened. Like, well, whatever the statement was, or the bad joke, or the unwanted advancement. That's where it starts.
Well, she's going to share the part where she can try to make Future look bad. She's not going to share the part where she's saying whatever
she's
saying to him.
Was she trying to? I highly doubt that he hit her up to compliment her on like her fucking opinions or her personality.
Just wanted to say,
he probably said, I'll fly you out to hang out in the studio. And
she said they had been talking, though. Talking.
Why the...
About
what?
You would have to be the most clueless person in the world. Like,
right, there's like,
or you'd
there's
have to
be a little
some
bit of
bitch
assumption.
Who's trying to get a free flight and a free hotel room out of thirst, out of making him thirsty. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I were her, I'd want to fuck Future.
Thirst.
That's all I'm saying.
Trapping? Yeah, that's another interesting.
If I were getting my ass on a plane to go hang out in his hotel and his studio, I'd be like, we're probably going
for
it.
Shouldn't
she
be paying for her own flights to go get dick because women are strong and,
yeah,
and
she's
powerful?
Like,
they should
well,
be splitting
it
50-50.
I don't want to be just some girl that you wind up fucking and never talking to again, but you do want to be some girl who lets him pay for your flight and promises to just give you $5,000 for hanging out with him. What kind of loser do you think he is? He's not
loser
a loser.
Are you?
Yeah. He's a cool guy. Who pays women to fly out and have sex with them?
He's Future.
Yeah.
He's the future.
This is the future.
That's what these guys do with their money,
God, I
huh?
wish this was my future.
They just throw it at models.
Throw it at Instagram models.
Pop bottles. Something about models.
Sounds fun.
I kind of support it. I don't know. I don't think it's demeaning to women. It's just like, Oh, that's how shit works. That's how a date works. This was just a really expensive date.
I think if you're rich as frick, sex with him, it would have been demeaning to him. You know?
Yeah.
Again, what kind of like nerd do you think Future is that he needs to pay someone $5,000 to hang out to be
to
his
come
friend?
To the studio.
He doesn't need that.
He can bring anybody to the studio locally. Why the fuck's he gonna fly you out?
Yeah, dude, you're gonna think he won a Grammy. That song's with Drake.
Oh man, what a well. We were talking about
okay, yeah. So we
hating
covered
more
riff raff rape.
Oh yeah, riff raff.
Let's
rape.
Get into something near and dear to Drew's heart. More rape,
Miguel. Miguel rapes.
Something about Star Wars. Go.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. Well, you brought it up. You wanna?
Everyone's least favorite part of the last Star Wars movie,
right,
was that Asian girl Rose.
Last Jedi, the one I saw.
Yeah, remember that girl. Yeah. Who sucked, and we said
after
the movie.
Did she?
Didn't she suck?
Did she suck or did her character suck?
Sucked!
Her character sucked.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not her fault.
Again, we had this. We said this earlier.
That's what I said when you just brought it up.
She
I was
got
like,
attacked.
It's the writer.
Instagram.
They wrote a shitty character.
I say Asian because I guess she was receiving a bunch of racist comments. I don't think it's like that people don't like Asians. The guys
I think
that
people are
it.
Fervent about Star Wars,
and they just are. They go with the first detail they yeah. see about you, and they insult that. You know, I don't think that like there's like a fucking what's the word epidemic
of
racism against Asians or something. You know,
yeah.
that this proves. Yeah. I think people just hated her character, and what they should have done. Is they should have fucking berated the writers. The guy, whoever's wrote.
Well, they did that too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I should have done
Rian Johnson
was figured
got
that
all kinds
Star
of shit.
Wars nerds cover all their bases.
Yeah.
So is there more?
Well, her
character
sucked.
Like, is she just out now? Like,
well, she deleted her Instagram.
But
she deleted,
is she supposed to be in the next one?
She didn't delete her Instagram. Yeah, she deleted every photo on her Instagram, which is, like, making a statement.
Is it?
Yeah, it's saying that, like... This is, look what you've made me done. I will censor myself because it hurts my feelings.
Just love
too
yourself.
Much.
Who fucking cares what other people think? That's the whole thing. Everybody wants to tell you, like, you shouldn't give a shit what other people think. It's hard to do that. I care way too much about what other people think. I try to not. But, like, you got to get there before you just delete everything.
Remember when
like,
we were just, like,
erase
at
your own existence.
People the other day at the bus stop from our window and just making fun of them.
Yeah, I felt like a bad guy, but it was funny.
I feel like a really bad person. But maybe this is the reason that I'm so self-conscious when I'm the one standing at the bus stop. This guy has no idea that there's someone in a building across the street who's just making fun of his shoes or something even worse.
In our defense, they're usually doing some goofy shit, wearing some goofy shit.
Urinating in front of children.
On crack.
That shit. Did you talk about on the podcast your IG story of the lady pissing at the bus stop outside
yeah,
your window?
We,
I think we debated the morality of me filming while she urinated, and that it's not immoral because she was in public.
Yeah,
and I'm in my living room.
I mean, it's
and I
kind
need to
of.
I don't think
sad,
that's like the end all be all. I would still argue you shouldn't share that, but like,
fuck. I want my people want to know what I'm seeing.
It's
you know?
Sad, but when you're doing it in public at a bus stop, like
some people don't want to see that. It's like when Facebook starts pre-rolling a video about like someone getting shot in their car. It's like I want to know the story, but I'm not really like ready. Some people might not want to see the lady pull her ass out and start pissing on the sidewalk in our Instagram story.
Swipe next.
Well, then don't follow my Instagram. I don't know.
There's going to be ladies pissing in it.
I think if you're here, you know what you're here for.
Yeah.
Nobody complained.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. It's not the most moral thing to do.
Anyway, that's why I'm self-conscious probably is because I judge everything and everyone constantly that I just always assume I'm being judged, but maybe I'm not because maybe not everyone else is a shitty person like me.
I think most people are paying less attention to each other than you think.
They always are, but it's like if you're like fucking
I always
picking
think
your
if
nose
I'm
in
like
your car,
headbanging.
No one gives a shit, but you're like, I hope no one's looking.
I was going to say, if I'm like headbanging to a song in my car too much, I'm
you
like...
You should focus on the road.
I can see the road, right? But I think like, is someone looking at me? First of all, who cares? And second of all, how many people are you looking at while you drive? None. Unless it's like a critical moment in driving where you gotta like get over or something.
I definitely think people are paying attention to me more than I pay attention to people. You know what I mean? Like it's not logical or justifiable of like, I don't usually go through, I don't know. Like if I'm in line at the grocery store and I'm just like dressed like this, like shit, I'll be like, do I look bad? Or like I've been like so high and like, you know, you get to that weird paranoia thing where I've like based how I was acting on how I think other people should perceive me, like, don't talk so much or just chill out. And I'm like, I'm acting based out of how somebody, because I'm just being insecure, but I don't really judge people like, or even like notice them when I'm riding the bus and shit.
I think I do. I'm the center of attention. I work on that. I go through phases where I'm more non-judgmental, but like when you stop practicing, you like get judgmental again over time.
Yeah, it's only worth it if I'm like with Seth and you, or like if there's like just some wisecrack to make just to be an asshole and get a rise out of your friend. If I saw somebody outside of the bus stop like me alone, I would probably just get back to eating my breakfast and just like think like, oh wow, there's a big fat person. Like,
yeah.
But like I would say it if Seth is standing right here.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was. I would notice what's going on, but literally the other day Seth just goes, "Look at Jabba the Hutt at the bus stop over here." Back to Star Wars. That's why
I don't do shit like that, but I will laugh.
It doesn't matter terrible. When you're with your friend, like we just want to make each other laugh. But I wouldn't do that. I'm actually thinking like, "Oh, it must be unfortunate to be 400 pounds overweight." Like you watch the 600-pound life like, shit.
Or to be like sucks. In a situation where you're homeless and you don't even mind peeing in public at a bus stop, and it looked like she peed there and then just
she
like
never
sat
got
down
on
the bench.
You know,
yeah. The bus stop.
If she was waiting for the bus and had to go but didn't want to leave the stop because that would be another story. She'd still be a gross lady who just peed on the bus stop and then got on the bus.
Here's the thing about the
bus
stop.
I wouldn't want to sit next to her.
The bus stop, at least our bus stop over here, it's a good place for drug dealers and drug users
mainly
congregate because there will be other people to blend in with as they are consistently throughout the day. Groups of people waiting for the bus. There'll be four people. It'll be rush hour. There'll be nine people. You can blend in like you're not doing something wrong. If all you have to do is be a vagrant outside anyways, you'll stand out like a sore thumb if you're in the middle of an open parking lot. So they go by the bus stop because you just kind of blend in. It's just like, you know, hide in plain sight.
Yeah.
You get lost in the mini crowd that is the bus stop. Maybe even hide with the wall divider that is the bus stop. It's just vagrants. Homeless people sleep there. It's like... For those who don't live near a bus stop, I'm just clearing this up.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know.
That's why we see so much goofy shit,
government
and we're so
property.
Quick to be like, look at this maniac. Safe. It's a bus stop. It's just a magnet for freaks. I ride the bus.
it depends magnet. What bus stop we're talking about, but yours is definitely one. Have you run into the guy that sells like discounted CTA passes that probably don't work?
Uh-uh.
I got him like at that bus stop. He was like,
did you buy one?
No. And I said no. Wow. And he was like, let me swipe you on. I'm like, all right, fine. And he like gave me a free swipe on.
I was in
the
grocery store over here the other day, and I was like in the produce area getting my vegetables and shit. And then like homeless dude just comes up to me as if it were a bus stop doing the, hey man, I'm homeless. Can I just get some money for something to eat? And I was like, I'm here to spend my money on something to
eat. In the grocery store?
In the grocery store. I would have
been
away.
Like, bro. Just grab something and start eating. What are you asking me?
But like that's what the shit that happens like out on the street, and it was just wild to me. There was a guy like running.
You're
around
in the
begging.
Produce section too. It's just like everything here is ready to be eaten.
Grab a thing of celery. It's 70 cents. Like they won't even care. But I don't know. He probably didn't want to buy food.
Right.
Is that prejudice to say?
My sister
someone
keeps
begging for money might not go
car.
To the deli
how
with
dare
it right
you
away.
Assume bags. That poor man.
Whatever.
Now you say, how dare you call that man poor? How dare you assume that poor man was poor?
You know what's funny, though? Here is the fucked up thought I do have when that shit happens. Like, it would be like, got some pretty clean t-shirt and shoes for a homeless guy. Like, he looked fine.
Right.
I remember that dude in Atlanta. It was asking, he had like a polo shirt on, but it was clearly like an old worn out polo shirt. And one of the, he was asking for money, and the kid was just like, "Your shirt costs more than mine, man." It's like he didn't buy that from the store today.
Well, then trade shirts.
That's terrible.
But when his shirt was bought new, it was probably a pretty nice fucking shirt.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
So the Star Wars chick couldn't make her Instagram private. Like that wouldn't filter out. Can't you?
What? Not so get someone messages will friend from people? Friend her, then she'll accept it, and then they'll say something mean.
Yeah.
How does she know?
And you know? When someone sends you a DM, you can like go. You'd have to approve it, but like
I don't
if you
think
just
it was DMs, I think people were commenting on all her pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just mean shit. You suck.
Can you disable comments?
You suck. Yeah,
if that was the worst of it,
pretty nice compared to what.
Well,
the worst
it
shit
seems
was.
They're making it sound like it's because is it even because she's Asian or is it because people
again? I'm saying they said bad Asian stuff just because she's
Asian.
I'm sure
they said terrible shit racially,
but not because it's not like they wouldn't have done this to someone who was like a white actress. If she would have played the character the same and the character would have been written exactly the same, I think they would have berated the white actress. They just wouldn't have had any fucking Asian racist shit to say. You know?
So you think it's wiser to leave your shit up and, like, learn to filter through it or not read your comments or whatever? Like, or can you disable that? I don't know if you can disable comments on Instagram.
Yeah, you can.
Do that. Don't give them.
Then you don't get articles.
Or
written about.
Or
it.
Just go full tilt and delete your Instagram. Like when you're taking all the photos down, you're gonna start over with pictures of not your face. It's your face. You need to own it every day.
She wants the problem to be addressed and fixed.
Good luck.
And then she'll use it again.
A fucking clip with some of these actual. This is
evidence. Robin Williams impression.
there's no evidence of posts of offensive comments.
Yeah, I'm not.
She wiped them out. That's how she erases them, by erasing herself.
I guarantee people are mean to her, and I'm sure some of that is sexist and racist because it's just low hanging fruit. Hey, you're not white and you're a chick, so and your role in that movie sucked.
What happens when it's to your face? A girl in high school told me I look like a llama. Didn't make me feel good, but I just had to sit there and take it.
Look like a llama.
Yeah.
You know, they're like,
you know what? She was kinda right.
I kinda see it.
That's like the racist. Emperor's New Groove.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Well, damn, speaking it. Of racist, that you turn like you're turning into like a
now
more
I look
of
like a
ethnic
terrorist.
Man. Yeah,
it's the beard, dude.
With the beard,
I haven't talked about the beard in a hot one.
I was unimpressed. I wasn't unimpressed, but it was just like
it takes time, guys. It's hair.
Yeah,
James
took time.
Barton.
What?
That's what you look like.
What does that mean, James Farton?
I got it. Harden? It's like James Harden's beard, but. With fart, because it's me.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a fart face.
So I thought he was going for a James Corden thing at first.
Oh, James. Boren. You know.
But yeah, the beard.
Boredom.
On fleek.
Boredom.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to give. I was going to just keep it
That's
until the
fleek?
End of the NBA finals, but we're going to go. We're Gary Busey touring. I think I'm just going to rock with it until it gets like too hot. Cause Chicago still hasn't like all the way warmed up. It's mm-hmm. It's breezy and shit. But if it's too warm in the summer,
so breezy,
I'll ditch it.
Why can't life always be this easy?
So when you shave your beard, like, cause I was like, maybe I'll just like get rid of the sides and do like a big metal goatee, and that would look ridiculous. But like in anyway, no matter who you are, like if you have a 5 o'clock shadow or like mainly a beard when you shave it, don't you give yourself the riffraff and the Hitler and like you play with it a little bit or you Fu Manchu handlebar.
Oh yeah, I do that with my hair.
Yeah, like don't you
like I
everyone
have
does
the
that, right?
Mullet. Did you see the mullet on Instagram? That no. was that.
Oh, when you were Pauly D for
No.
No, that wasn't a mullet, but that was like a
very
a
often
fade.
I shave my mustache off and I forget to do the Hitler thing, and then I remember as I'm finishing, and I'm like, fuck! Missed it. Missed the opportune to do like a full tuft. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and no, I've done a mullet a few times for like just, you know, do a mullet, like take a picture.
Cut it all off anyways.
Go like knock on my neighbor's door. Be like, hey, what's up? And then, yeah, and then just get it.
Hey, what's up?
I got to know your neighbor.
I got a mullet. All right, mullet. Bye.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Mohawk it.
Oh, yeah, there it is, one of them.
Oh, Drew with the mullet. Yo, can you send that to us so we can make it the promo image for this week?
Drill
yeah,
it.
Well, that was interesting, too, because there was some comments that Drew were like, it.
I have seen that. I
implying
forgot. Dude, it looks like you're
I'm racist because I had a mullet as a joke for 15 minutes.
It looks like a driver's license photo for somebody in like 1977.
Why is a mullet racist?
It's racist that you think a mullet is racist.
I see a lot of Mexicans with mullets nowadays, more than anyone. Why aren't you saying anything?
Who has the most mullets? I haven't been. Like I said, I just don't observe people.
Yeah.
You are colorblind.
I'm color brave.
I'm color brave. Wearing these fucking blood red Nikes in this neighborhood, bro. Swoop. Swooping on these hoes. Look at this.
I swoop in.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Tekashi.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I was the first one that said it.
Swoop.
All right.
I bet we have a fan question or two. What's up?
They should do must like be a, less offensive. You think there's like a Bloods blog, you know?
Yeah.
They should do like a swoop of the day. Swoop du jour, you know?
That I like.
You know? All right, what's up?
Okay.
Who asked what?
Well, let's see if they introduce themselves.
What up, Palmer Squares, Drew? Much love from Salt Lake City, dwelling here with the Mormons.
Dwelling with the Mormons.
I just became a Patreon member.
Hey!
Oh, thanks, man.
Couldn't afford the 10, but your guys' music's great. I really
Thank
appreciate
you
it.
Very
Drew,
much.
Your music's dope
we
also.
We can make more easily with that.
Hey. I was just
going to ask, out by this guy's breathing?
Term and act. I mean, living together... Do you guys living in Poland? Do you guys
it speeds up.
Perhaps beat.
You will. You might have to back this up like 10 seconds because we've been talking over him.
All I've heard
trouble,
is his creepy breathing.
Ever? Is there something?
Back it up. Could you back this up?
Beep, beep, back it up. Beep, beep, back it up.
Beating off too loud or something like that.
So loud
that you guys almost just want to go at it.
So I haven't heard a fucking thing you said, Mister. So you're gonna have to.
I was listening. His question was.
Play it again.
Do you like scary movies?
We weren't listening.
All right.
So I really like it. I was just. Gonna ask term and act. I mean, living together. Do you guys living and touring together? Do you guys ever have beef or any sort of?
We're clout chasing each other and going nowhere.
Trouble? Like, do you guys argue ever? Is there something like someone doesn't do the dishes or like term's beating off too loud or something like that? That you guys almost just want to go at it.
We want to go at. I hear him beating off, and then I'm like, we should just go at it.
Yeah. I want to
just
hear
kick
about
the door
down. The personal side, the off-camera side.
Want to wrestle?
So okay. Yeah, thanks.
I hope
keep it up, guys. Good work. Love your music. So do the Mormons. And yeah.
Thank you even more, man.
You guys have a good day.
You too, sir.
I like to believe I've learned to keep the beating off.
Yeah,
I
imagine you being really quiet. Off-beater.
I don't notice if I'm home while you beat. Fool me every time.
And why is it that I'm beating off too loud and no one assumes that you would ever do such a thing?
Yeah, I think no matter who you are, if you're beating off, you're trying to keep the audio like on the hush. You want to let the volumes down on whatever you may be watching. You just kind of like, you hope your bed isn't too close to something loud and knocking it around. I definitely think like we need... It's nice to have our
to
space.
The other day, you should fucking pop a shot off, like in my vicinity.
Like, Like, you mean come?
No, like, shoot at me.
Like, a load?
And then I'll be like, yeah, dude, I got shot at. And then they could be like, term gets shot at, you know?
And then they find out it was me, and then I'm an asshole.
They don't have to find that out. I'll be like...
Everyone's going
to
take your side when you're the one who made me do it.
I'll say, I saw a dude. They won't know that you're the dude. And then a couple months later, I do the same for you.
I'm the dude.
Boom. Clout. You know? Colossus. That should be my new rap name,
Colossus,
dude.
Colossus Clout?
Colossus of Clout.
Colossus Clout. The example, like he said, is probably the only thing that there really is, like dishes and shit. I don't want to have to clean up after term or anybody or anything. But, like, I'm OCD and I will sometimes, so that's my own problem to deal with at that point. But, like, other than that, not a bunch. Term can be a loud character. Like, I've put in headphones on the road before we're in the van and Term's driving and singing and stuff. Playing nothing just to lessen the term noise.
I burp a lot.
Yeah.
And right. I do it loud. We'll do it loud. Fuck it. I don't know why. I just, like, it's a habit now. Cause
that's a problem too. I'm kind of used to it, but
it'll be like sometimes I'll do that if I wake up early and you're still sleeping. It's like 7. I'll like catch myself and be like, "Whoops!"
Right. I'll have you know.
Don't do that.
I go out of my way.
I'm reaching for things here.
I will not make a smoothie before you wake up because the fucking blender would be loud. Mm. And if you're sleeping, like I always wait until after you're up to do a loud thing like that. Back to our old closed captions debate.
I'm usually
one of the
first.
Biggest things that we didn't even mention is volume. If I get up and I'm watching something out here, I will not turn it up. So, like, we don't have a speaker system either. And, like, sometimes if I'm going to sleep and I watch something, like, I'll have a fan on. And I don't want to blast my fucking TV obnoxiously loud. So I'll even throw on captions to hopefully be a better roommate and not just be a loud fuck. So
score one for
just
closed
so you know.
Caption.
But, like, that
I won't hear it.
I'll do shit. Like, I know you would turn the fan on, right? Like, we have, like, a fan that can just stay on out here when you play guitar because it would muffle it. Like,
yeah,
the same reason
like,
I would turn the TV
be
down.
Up writing or fucking
trying
not
to be a total
night,
asshole.
I'd try and put the fan on for the AC just so that, like, if I'm playing beats out here and shit, it's just, you're not...
There's like a little bit of an audio filter between the bedroom and where the noise is coming from, which is the living room we share. So believe me, after we've been on the road and we've been sleeping like in the same room every night, sharing the same van and the same stage,
same
I think
bed.
We definitely want, yeah, sometimes same bed.
Most times.
Big spoon, little spoon.
Always.
But, yeah, you can't,
guess
like,
which one's which.
I said one bed.
I honestly think, like,
two
it
beds?
Could be.
Excuse
it could
me,
be
how
way
many
worse.
Of us do you see?
Or, like, you hear about stories about Metallica and shit. You have to take separate tour buses and shit. I get it. But I'm glad, though, like, because if you think about it, Term and I have known each other like, as long as I can pretty much remember. Like, we've been friends since elementary school, and even when, like, there might be some tiff, I like, there's never been anything where I even thought it would be like,
never talk to this
right,
guy
like,
again,
fuck
man.
Fuck you forever.
Fuck him, bro.
So yeah, that's almost why I feel a little more comfortable being honest and shit, is because, like, even if, like, we get into something... It's worth, like, throwing it out there because I'm not going to stay mad about some shit. And if you were, like, playing the guitar or blending shit while I was asleep, I would just let you know because I understand, too, that if I never said anything, then I couldn't expect anything to change. So if you've ever bugged me, I'd probably let you know a little bit. And, like, fans with chewing in the mic and shit, like, people will let you know.
What you're saying
if you're
is I don't listen.
For that one, maybe, but... no, dude, besides, like, just
man, fuck
general
y'all.
Cleanliness or, like, I don't want to do someone else's dish, yeah. I think we're in pretty good shape. You can confirm or deny that.
I think there's two good roommate modes, which is either what you're talking about, which is, like communicate about shit, or, which is what I've
it's
done
not always,
a lot.
And then you got to walk the line of, like, is this worth even mentioning?
Right.
But if it's something that really bugs you, you better not keep the resentment in. You better just say, like, hey, man, can you, like, not turn the volume up so loud while I'm still sleeping
oh,
in the
yeah,
morning?
If it's really a thing.
But that's, like, never even been an issue.
But sometimes it's that, or it's like, well, sometimes I'm going to be annoying and sometimes they're annoying. So it's just like when I'm annoyed, I'm just going to let myself be annoyed and just assume that I'm annoying sometimes.
That's it too. Like, I know that I do shit that I'm sure is annoying, but not generally something that would be a big deal. So I definitely try not to make big deals out of shit, but I kind of like, just in general, not even between us, I've been trying to like listen to podcasts less, almost like just clearing my head more and not, I used to be like, I'd only like be feeding other people's ideas into my head, almost ignoring my own thoughts. Yeah. And now, like, if I
most
went for a jog
day,
today, National Running Day,
I'm taking in some form of entertainment.
Yeah, I don't even listen to music when I go for a run or to the store anymore. I like find out when I'm on the bus. That's when I would take shit in. I've been trying to replace that with like reading more.
Nice.
Because like without it, without the balance, it's all I'm doing is like taking in shit that's like not not my surroundings and not my own thoughts, and then it starts shaping my thoughts too wildly, but. That's totally a different subject.
It's easy for life to feel really big because you can communicate with people across the world and listen to content and entertainment for people across the world. But like, you also have to sometimes, or maybe most of the time, take in your actual environment.
Yeah. Yeah, important. That's the realization I was having was like, I'm not even paying attention to like, the world around me or something. Yeah. So I just kind of, if I'm seeking inspiration too, like if I got writer's block, I don't want to listen to other people. I want to like go experience my bus ride and my jog and my grocery store experience. And then like, I might have an idea in there without somebody else barreling over my thoughts by talking or music and stuff. I just like been balancing
like
it out.
A squirrel. Like what do you imagine squirrels are supposed to be doing when you see them? It's like, running up
squirrely.
A tree or like eating
squirreling.
A nut. But like if you just saw a squirrel sitting there with buds in, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with that squirrel?
Yeah.
We're weird, man.
Yeah.
We're a weird thing.
Would you agree? Or like what's the most annoying thing that I do?
I don't like being put on the spot like this. You know? This is one of those questions that I'll have an answer to later.
That's fine. That's a good sign too, because like I don't even think we'd have like something.
Yeah, not,
I'll tell you what you do. You're always snapping your gum.
Prevalent enough for me to think on the spot.
Honestly,
it
like
would have to be like something later. Where I'd be like, oh yeah, that's one thing.
A good
that
example.
I would be like, hey, cut it out.
A good example of what you said, which is your like instinctual loud belch that you do. It's just like it's loud as fuck. Like it could echo off a wall. In a small room.
I'm used to it too.
Yeah, so we know terms loud belch. If you listen to this podcast, I'm sure, like, I don't even notice it, but I'm sure he's loud belching on some episodes. It only bugs me when we're not at home.
Honest to God, like, I can't stress enough that it's...
We'll be at, like, a restaurant or in front of people. It's like, you can't do that.
In restaurants, I'm pretty capable of, like, knowing don't do that, but...
I wouldn't even do it in, like, the grocery store when we go get beer or something.
There's no thought in it. It's not... There's never, like...
That's a problem. You need to have...
Check it out. But that's like when people hear it, they would immediately think, oh, that's someone trying to be obnoxious or like burp really loud. It's like, I don't even think about it at that level, you know?
On Tosh.0 recently, the first video was a guy like filming himself at a nice restaurant, just standing there and then tearing out a loud-ass burp to that like you everybody stops talking
like
and looks at him.
15 seconds or something.
It's as like, loud as term burps.
10 seconds.
Like, I think you're an asshole if you do that
longer.
Too, by the way. Like, do it for the gram. Fucking losers.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny when I'm watching it on Tosh.0, but I'm not the guy who did it. Like, that guy's
you're
an asshole.
Watching a loser.
I think term's better for not filming it. That's genuinely how he burps. Like, he's not like, I'm going to go do this for some fucking views.
It feels better than not letting it out like that, is all I can say. I'm not saying it isn't obnoxious.
Term does weird things that you would think you'd do for the views, but he won't do it on camera and
yeah,
shit.
You turn the camera on and then he gets shy.
And then you turn the camera and mic on and he just do shit.
Yeah.
Do shit. Yeah.
But no, there's no...
I got manners.
There's definitely no beef. There's no beef that's just like... It can be overwhelming, whether it's Term or anybody, like when you're on the road, especially because you spend so much time together. Like when we live together, day to day, like today, you go to the skate park. Like I got some work to do. I went out for a run, go to the store.
Together.
Yeah, like you can kind of do whatever you want. And then we always have plans to like, not plans, but it's just an unsaid like at the end of the night, if we if like a show we watch or the basketball game or something, we're gonna do that. Or if he's out, I'll like we're even like, ask like, are you gonna be home for the game?
Yeah, we're like a married couple.
Yeah, we're the odd couple, but
I've had like my
opposites attract.
I think like the first time my girlfriend was here, and something that we had DVR'd, but I made a comment of like, oh no, we can't watch that because Matt's not home yet or something. But she was just like, that's so cute.
Right.
Like, is it? I just don't want to like have to watch it a second time or deal with my friend being like, hey, what the fuck, man?
Well, if you have roommates or even you live with family or whatever, if you have a thing like every Sunday night you watch Silicon Valley on HBO or something, like if there becomes an instance after 7 weeks and then the family's not together, you might be like, oh, well, this is a thing we do together. My instinct is to not do this without my group or to ask, like, can I watch this without you this week? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll catch up. Like, it's just kind of a whatever that thing is. Like I said, we've been watching, like, the NBA playoffs. The Bulls are fucking dead. But, like, we're watching every game, and we'll watch them together. Yeah. And if we're going to split, I'll be like, I'll just make sure.
Like, if Jeopardy goes on, if is on the DVR and he goes out to the store, I know that if I put on Jeopardy now and he comes back and it's halfway through, that would be a dick move of me.
It's pretty much just revolves because around our shows.
He wants to like see it too.
Old ladies, my programs.
Programs keep us in line.
Programs.
Your story. Next question.
Yeah, it's the hardest on the road on like a long run because it's like that with anybody, especially the person you've known your whole life that you do live with, because then that becomes all your driving time, all your meals, all your everything. So.
Yeah.
Like, even when we were on tour with, like, Wax and shit, there's a lot of time you just put your head. I remember Wax got fed up with terms just, like, chattiness, and he would put his headphones on, and he would still be like, hey, like, terms like, hey, can you hear me? And then Wax just, like, points to his ear, like,
he would always do this motion of.
He would throw his hands up, like, I can't hear. Oh, just to shut me up.
I found it very funny. I remember him asking you, like how you deal with me being able to be me in the morning. You know, I can get up and just as I'm making my coffee be genie out the bottle. And where you're like the first hour you're up, I won't hear a word out of you. And I'll read a funny headline. I'll be like, "Hey, Riff Raff Rapes," and you'll be like, huh?
"Yeah, it takes me like,
come on, bro."
I have like a 30-minute buffer for sure, but before like I give a shit about anything. Like if I just wake up, unless it's some big news of like MTV just called or like that never happens, so I wouldn't know what that feels like. But if it's just like if I just walked out of my room and I'm wiping the crusties out of my eye on the way to the pisser, like whatever you say to me will just be walked right past like a zombie. Just
yeah.
And then like 30 minutes later, I'll be fully conscious and I might be like, "What happened, Riff Raff?" Like I remember something, but I was not even fucking.
I used to be like that. I used to not talk to anybody in the mornings. Like, I wouldn't talk to my brother and sister in the mornings. Just like getting ready for school. Leave me the fuck alone. Make my lunch. Watch some cartoons.
I'm an only child, too. So, like, I've always enjoyed, like, my alone time. Or, like, I get work done. That's when I do my work is alone. If this were like some job interview question, I would lie. But if it's like, do you work better individually or as a group? I would be like, well, I could be versatile. I can definitely work. And that's true. I like working alone. Like that I have like, and I grew up alone. So there's just something about shut the door and I'm going to watch my thing, listen to my song, write my whatever.
Beat my meat.
I can only be around anybody so long, I feel like, before I just I'll literally go running with no headphones in and be like, "Yep, just gonna go do some me right now."
Yeah, for sure. I need the me time. I used to be less that way. Maybe, like, I've had like I don't know. I was gonna say I've had like the girlfriend that you're around all the time, but
it was hard for me a few years ago. And like before I left my full time job, the juggling a full time job and then like being in a relationship and then our like full-time sort of workload of Palmer Squares of songs to write, video ideas, videos to produce, podcasting's new. This was before that. So like, but I remember just like when there was full-time work, full-time relationship, full-time Palmer Squares, I didn't have like enough me. I remember I was doing nothing for myself. I was going 9 to 5 for somewhere I didn't want to be. And then it was like an us thing in the relationship. That's not like me time, that's us time. And where I'm not getting work done or something. And then like it was way more frustrating. Fucking leaving my job was the best thing I ever did, because I can actually do my shit time. And like be a normal person, being in a relationship. I feel like I'm managing shit way better than even 2 years ago.
We all need, like, you need some me time that outranks other time with other people. Like, my me time outranks my other people time as far as, like, scheduling.
Right. And now I think I have a pretty good balance.
Also very
but
single.
But I had no me time before.
Very, very single.
Take your headphones off. Well, we can end this podcast. Right the frick now. Say I won't.
Yeah.
Tell me I won't end it.
I think we've fulfilled our duty.
Let's do it. Duty.
Casting pod.
Shit.
TPS Reports Podcast, guys. We did it again. TPS Reports Podcast at Gmail. If you want to chime in with something. We're knocking out a week's worth of this in advance for the Busey Tour stuff. So send us an email. Send us a voicemail and we'll... get more into the fan interaction when we get backtion. Where are my notes? Go to Patreon. We're going to drop a new thing. It's going to be good. But we just want to hit our next goal of 150 folks in our Patreon community. So shout out to the dude who left that voicemail. And like we said last week, the shit is helpful. And we don't have to look at like a video budget proposed anymore and just be like, fuck, can't do it. Yeah. Like, now we're like, we got a few extra funds. This is not a problem anymore. So, if you guys want to help us out, that would be great. Patreon.com/PalmerSquares.
Yeah, if you remember, we were posting hilarious little snippets of us in straight jackets and our big heads and mini houses and shit. You won't get to see what that amounts to.
Yeah, I've dug through a bunch of stuff, too, as far as just making, like, our extra bonus content for the patrons. And I have a few things unreleased because we had some stuff for a while, but yeah, even when we do shoot stuff now, I'll be trying to take some more behind the scenes shit and share that. It's bogus though. I just saw that I don't think you can do a photo album, because I was gonna start. We have so many bonus photos from all of our shoots, all of our shows, but there's no easy way to like. I was gonna like put all that behind the scenes shit backstory from the show. Yeah, or like you can do a photo, but then you can put photos in your description.
Just trickle out like a photo.
I just wish you could like have an album
or something.
So if people wanted like, yeah, I don't know,
photo
steal,
of the day,
steal Palmer Square's photos, we could put those there too. But
no,
whatever.
You gotta make them so that when you right click, there is no save photo as option. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't care. Steal
fucking
my photo.
Put a watermark.
Photoshop
on
it.
Put a watermark of our cocks.
You know what we should do? We should do take a picture in front of a green screen. Take multiple. And then do like a fan contest or a patron contest or something, and then just like give away like $100 of Patreon money to the best one or something. But like we haven't done like a fan contest in a while too, so we're figuring out ways to get more interactive. We got this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe there, even if you don't listen to it there. If you have a podcast app and you subscribe. Make me feel validated in my life. And Gary Busey Tour.
We
tell him the dates.
We are currently on the road as you are, well, unless you're listening to this next week.
Gary Busey Tour starts tonight.
June 13th, Seattle, Washington, at the Columbia City Theater.
Don't forget the R.
Motherfucking all ages. Motherfucking bring your fucking children out to the fucking show, God fucking damn it. June 14th. Holocene Theater in Portland, Oregon.
Tomorrow.
It's going to be a good one. Fucking homeboy said he's bringing us a pipe each. What? So we can pipe up. You trying to get the pipe?
A pie peach?
Yes, a peach pie. Cobbler.
Okay. Where are we on?
June 15th, Grants Pass, Oregon.
Don't know where we're sleeping
JD's
that night,
Pub.
I think. Who's got a couch? Who's got a sofa?
Who's got a little doggy bed that I can
crash on. I need a
sofa
and some stofers.
June 16th, Ukiah, California, at the Ukiah Pub. What the fuck? I don't know what Ukiah is. I saw someone comment that they've always wanted to live there, so.
Hey. Sounds beautiful.
Exactly.
This time of year.
Who doesn't want to live somewhere beautiful?
It's a couple hours north of, like, San Francisco.
If you're going to Ukiah, I've never fucking heard of it, so I don't know what you should bring.
You should bring us weed. That'd
be
cool.
Oh, yeah, bring tree.
Please.
Bring yourself.
Smoke us out.
Be there. Be square.
We can't fly with it. Fucking or you probably can, but I'm too pussy. Flying with weed.
People do that. Like
my brother always says.
My mom does
put
that,
it in
dude.
Between.
I won't even do that.
Jeez.
My brother always puts it in between two credit cards in his wallet. That's what he says. It's like, so you like smash it?
Yeah, it's
like,
all
mush
up.
The nugs into discs.
So Gary Busey tour. We're going to be on the road with Sweatshop and Owl Green through this weekend. And we have a new song that hasn't even been recorded yet, but we're going to be performing it called Gary Busey.
Hope it's good.
I hope it is. We'll find out on stage tonight. But let's wrap her up.
Can I do a song? Do I get a song?
Yeah.
Okay, so last night, which is actually a lie because we recorded this in advance, but I'm just going to say it's last night because in my
I said it was National right Running now. Day when I went for a run today. That was a week ago. Man.
What else
in
is it
my
today?
Timeline,
also National.
It was National Something Else Day too. Like, why are there
some
more than one
sort of
day?
Like
things?
Donut Day recently, I think.
Well, every day's a day.
Huh? Every day's a day. A National Something Day.
National Pubes Day. Go comb your pubes. You know.
Well. I want to make today National Slang Indie Day because last night me
slang
and the
indie.
Homie Ross
it's
Augusta
word.
And
it's like Simon D, but Slang Indie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because it's like
come
it's
on, bro, just
it's
go
got
with
levels
it.
To this. There's levels to this name, bro.
We gonna peel it back.
Started a little side project with
lay.
The homies Ross Augusta
bothered?
And Mike Locke. And
you might know Ross from our song Good Day. With
did
yeah.
you expect more?
Yes, from the song Good Day with Palmer Squares and Ross Augusta. How about that? So
how about that?
Last night, we threw together a four-song EP. We came up with a band name. Well, actually, I've been sitting on this band name for about 15 years.
Jeez.
Took you long enough.
So, yeah, that was a dream come true. But we improvised four songs, and we recorded and mixed them. In about 6 hours, we did four songs and made the artwork. And you can find it at soundcloud.com/slangindie.
Damn, on your Nether Friends turnaround time. Just putting out projects overnight and shit.
Yeah, it's kind of it was kind of a Nether Friendsy move. I thought of the old boy Sean.
Yeah, and
we're going to play a song called D Major.
Nice.
Nice.
Smooches.
To my surprise, girl, I like you. Kinda hard to please, but I could tell by the look in your eyes I'm the only one you see. Ooh, wanna play around the chemistry. Lay it down for the ecstasy. Get your body up for the recipe. Tryna beat it up, get a felony. Oh, wanna take my time. Hold on, let me sip this wine. Hold on, let me roll this tree. Then we take off on the Carolina. Bustin' moves, smoke a little green with my colleagues. IG story been bustin' too. Could be the liquor, but you look like Rihanna, and also resemble my future baby mama. Come on, look, it's
it's just a little jokey jokey. Make your legs shake like the hokey pokey. Break the virgin curse like hokey pokey.